Everybody, what is going on? It is Crypto Bobby, and today I want to talk to you about reflecting on what right now is a pretty dumb trade for me, at least, and why I'm in a lot of cases kind of pissed off at myself about this Z-Classic trade that I had entered into, told you guys about a week and a half ago or so at this point in time. And ever since that, I made a lot of mistakes in the process, things that I usually tell myself I want to avoid, usually do avoid, but I think looking at it, probably a pretty good learning experience to learn for myself personally, and hopefully you guys can kind of look at what I'm thinking and what I'm doing with this and hopefully avoid those mistakes in the future. So as some of you guys might remember, I entered into the ZCL trade right around 0.01 was kind of the area in which I got into the ZCL trade. It obviously had pumped up quite a bit, but my thought process on the, in a lot of cases, my thought process on the trade was, hey, I'm going to ride the ZCL train up until a few days to about a week prior to the fork. I'm going to ride that train up. And as soon as I see a healthy level of profits, I was looking for about, let's say 75%, probably about a 75% gain, thinking that as soon as Bittrex announced that they'd be supporting the fork, I would see a massive gain and I'd be able to exit that. So I got in at about 0.01 was the area in which I got into the ZCL, Z Classic trade. And as soon as I did that, or pretty close thereafter, it pumped up. I want to say I got in right around here. It pumped up about 80% to close to 90% at one point in time. Everything looked great. It was fantastic. I was pumped up. I was feeling a little bit cocky, but I thought, hey, you know, I'm up 90% right now, but at this point in time, Bittrex hasn't even announced support yet. Why don't I hold on for a little bit longer until Bittrex announces support, and let's go through that process. Like, you know, if it's up 90%, the second Bittrex announces support, it's going to go up another 90%, right? Wrong. Wrong. And you can see that, you know, from kind of that top point here, it's down. It was down at one point in time about 65% today, from the peak about 50% right now. And from the kind of initial point of investment here, down about 20% against Bitcoin, which is not great. And the thing that frustrates me in a lot of respects is that when I look at this, is I had a plan going into it. I knew that, at least for me, I really wasn't that. I'm still not massively bullish on Bitcoin Private. I don't think it's. I know a lot of people really like the trade or really like Bitcoin Private and think it's going to be great. But for me, it's not really something that I think is that revolutionary or that incredible. So I had a pretty clear idea in my mind, is like, hey, I am going to look for that 70-75% gain and I'm going to get out. And then I got greedy and I didn't take those profits where I should have. And about a week ago, literally a week ago at this point in time, I saw the, and everybody could have seen it, but the pre-fork ZCL dumping has commenced on Trex or on Bittrex when Z Classic went from being worth about, I believe on that day, it went from being worth about 0.017 all the way down to 0.014. So it took a pretty hefty dip over the course of one single day here. On that day when I tweeted about it, went down about 15-16% over the course of a day. And rather than kind of doing anything about it, I said, hey, you know, Bittrex is going to save my butt and it's going to be fine. And it's going to be fine. It's going to go back up, back to above where it was previously. And you can even see the conversation I had with my buddy Rocco, where I said, hey, the pre-fork is happening, the dump off is happening. He's like, no, I think there's still 2 or 3 days prior to that happening. And you can see, you know, where I kind of said, so I feel this on the podcast. I literally tweeted, the pre-fork ZCL dumping has commenced on Trex. My buddy Rocco followed up and said, this ain't it. I'm thinking another 2 to 3 days or Trex is establishing a position. Whales might be playing games and know something we don't to suppress the price and pick up more. And then I responded, yeah, I haven't sold anything yet. I'm holding on for one more bounce, then I'm ditching. That's my plan. Unfortunately, the bounce never came. The bounce did not come to save my butt. And rather than ditching that position, I basically wrote it down pretty much all the way. And I'm at the point now where with where ZCL is, it's almost at the point where it's like, can Bitcoin private really be traded that far down to the point where it's like basically worth nothing? Is that possible or not? So I'm looking at this, and there's just a number of different things that I did that I'm regretting at this point in time. But the biggest kind of theme about looking back at my experience here is I should have stuck with my plan going into the trade. You know, when that hit 75%, ZCL is not my highest conviction bet. I'm not as confident in ZCL as I am with the privacy coins or the DEXs, or like the existing privacy coins like Zcash or Monero. I don't have as much conviction in the platform plays like an Ethereum or like an R-chain or like some of these other ones. So that's just kind of my thought process. And as I've looked at it and as I've continued to dive into it, why didn't I follow that plan? It's because I got greedy. I mean, simply put, I saw it was up 90%. And I thought, hey, there's still more room to follow. There's still more legs here. And, you know, I might be able to take advantage of that. And that was my downfall here, was, you know, just getting greedy. And I listened to a lot of the hype, and I think I let a lot of the hype get a hold of me as well. That's something that I would definitely recommend not doing or trying to avoid as much as possible, is when, you know, you see your trade crushing it and you're doing well and you're getting excited about it. When you let hype take a hold of it, it makes it a lot more difficult to make rational decisions as you go forward. So hopefully this is something that, as I'm looking at these charts and as you're looking and kind of evaluating my dumb move, you can hopefully either recognize that pattern in yourself and maybe avoid that in the future, or something else like that. So that's, you know, I think that, you know, while it's always fun to talk about the awesome trades you have, and it's always great to do that, it's equally as helpful to look at the times you've been an absolute idiot. And, you know, this is one of those times where I had a 90%+ gainer, and now I'm in now I'm taking a fat L across the board. So sometimes you have to look at what you did, how why you did it, and evaluate what the issue was there. Like I said, you know, it's awesome to talk about those big moves and how you're making tons of money, but sometimes when you take those L's, it's important to be, at least with you guys, I want to be transparent with you guys and, you know, talk to you about some of the success that I have and then some of the failures that I have, so you can get a really good understanding of things in the future as well. Now, outside of just my stupid move on Z Classic, this is something that I wanted to touch a little bit about as well. So obviously, you know, everybody else has spoken about Poloniex being acquired by Circle. That's nothing new. I'm not going to dive into that in a ton of depth as far as what the acquisition of Circle or what the Poloniex acquisition of Circle means. The one thing that I do want to say, though, is that there are a lot of people out there that are saying, if you scroll down here, we're on Crunchbase. If you scroll down here, you can see that Goldman Sachs actually led the Series C investment for Circle back in 2015. And a lot of people think that, okay, Goldman Sachs invested in Circle, or they're even saying Goldman Sachs owns Circle. That's not the case. And because they're saying that, they're saying, okay, this is a clear indication that Wall Street is getting into crypto, or this is the sign that the floodgates are happening and Wall Street is jumping into cryptocurrency. And I personally disagree with that. I think that if you want institutional investors and big investors like Goldman or like all these other big boys that have a lot of money that will hopefully boost the price of the cryptocurrency assets, then yes, that's, you know, it's a positive event, but it's not the event that is really going to make that massive, massive difference. And the reason for that being is, Goldman's is one of three lead investors. They did not lead the most recent round. So they didn't lead the Series D, nor did they lead the Series B. And outside of that, there are also 20 investors right now within Circle. So I'm sure, I don't know the exact percentage breakdown of Goldman's investment within Circle, but they were a lead investor, but there are a ton of other investors there as well, like Baidu, like IDG Capital, like Digital Currency Group, DCG, Cell Partners, which is a massive, General Catalyst, Pantera. So they have, Circle has fantastic investors, but just because Goldman is the one, I think a lot of people are playing with that storyline and taking it and trying to run with it as well, which I think is misleading to a lot of people. I saw people, you know, literally saying the floodgates are opening. This is the sign that Wall Street is in. And while I do, like I said, I do think it's a positive sign. And I do think that I don't think that the CEO of Goldman was there saying, okay, well, you know, we are buying this, you know, we are buying Poloniex because we want to get crypto trading infrastructure. I do think on the other end of the spectrum that, you know, as a lead investor in the Series C, I'm sure Goldman had a say in a $400 million acquisition. Did they have the only say or the financial say? Or the final say? I highly doubt that, but I'm sure that they had some level of a say in that and some level of input within that decision process. So definitely something to think about there. But I think overall, there's still a lot of issues outside of, you know, there's still a lot of issues that are holding back institutional interest in this game, whether it is you know, whether it is custodianship or a number of other components, but there's still a lot of things that are kind of going on with the really that are going on with the market at this point in time, outside of just, you know, Circle acquiring Poloniex that make it for Wall Street to get in. So I think that it's important to temper expectations a little bit in that regard, because every time that there is a positive piece of news, regarding anything, people just automatically think that that's going to make them rich and that is going to take Bitcoin to the moon. And in my mind, that's just, it's, you have to temper expectations and you have to be realistic about how things are moving forward in the industry. And that's just my kind of simple opinion on the matter. So, you know, outside of that today too, what I've been looking at in many standpoints is I've consolidated outside of my just stupid bet in ZCL, I've been happy to see this awesome move with Bitcoin. I mean, Bitcoin has kind of been climbing up nicely, and I haven't really made any specific moves outside of where my portfolio is at now. Obviously, the Bitcoin percentage of where the overall component of my portfolio is, Bitcoin is probably up around 35 to 40% of my overall portfolio right now, as the level of Bitcoin dominance in the market has risen back up. I think so many people are thirsty for that altcoin summer, and every time there's a little glimpse of it. But right now, I think Bitcoin is definitely leading the charge. And unless Bitcoin kind of settles down and just moves sideways for a while, or Bitcoin makes another big run up and then people redistribute that money and redistribute those profits into altcoins, I think the altcoins are probably going to be keeping pace, because I don't see a lot of brand new money from the outside world moving into crypto, unless we're talking about, you know, kind of institutional investors or something like that. But even then, like I said, I think that is a much slower process than most people are considering. So outside of that, apologies for the lack of content in the past couple of days. I've been working on something that's hopefully going to be some pretty interesting and pretty positive news for you guys, just in my own life, that I'll be able to probably announce in the next week or two to you all. So apologies again, but just been working really hard on having that come to fruition, and that should affect the, at least in my mind, it's going to really positively affect the channel and the content, the information that will be on the channel here. So keep an eye out for that in the near future. Until then, thanks so much for your time, guys. Crypto Bobby signing out. Have a good one. Peace.